Good morning, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, we are your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. As always, I'm Ryan McQueenie, joined by the wonderful and talented Kate Harrington.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing this week, Kate?
I'm good. I'm also really full because Robert brought us donuts this morning.
Yeah, shouts out Robert for the donuts. Stan's donuts, mm-hmm. too, so spared no expense. And this week we are joined by what can only be described as a very, very, very special guest.
I'm flattered.
The lovely Katie Martin.
What up, guys?
What up? Katie is a head writing center tutor at the Writing Center. I've said writing probably...
too many times.
Easily 10
three
times.
Dozen times already. So we're going to be talking finals and the finals week and the finals week schedule and just having a ball with finals week, which actually that's the end of the discussion. We didn't, we've been so busy studying that we didn't have time to plan the episode this week. So it's been a good week.
Signing off now.
Signing off. Hey, you know what? I nailed the intro this week, so...
You did. Good job.
Last week, I stumbled.
Do you not normally?
It's 50-50. Last week, I had a rough intro, but...
We also forgot word of the day.
Which? Transition!
Word of the day! Let's remember.
Fantastic. We're really getting the hang of this thing. I'll tell you what. Okay, word of the day is... For those of you who don't know, and I know most of you do because it is America's favorite game show segment... Mm-hmm. It's a game show where we guess or attempt to guess.
Yeah.
Attempt to guess is the better word. Where we attempt to guess a rare or uncommon word. Kate, why do we do it?
Because words are the currency of life. I almost forgot it. Yeah.
Don't you say that every week?
Why do we do it? I don't remember.
The currency.
This is right about when I actually normally tune into you guys because I don't remember right at 11 o'clock. But then I'll look at my phone and realize, and then I tune in right about as you say that words are the currency of life.
Amazing. And now you get to see it happening.
Yes. We do it for our fans, so it's great to hear that. This week, we've got another French word.
Did you take French in high school, Katie?
Did not.
Okay. This is like
did you take any foreign language?
I took Spanish.
Okay, cool.
3 of 9 or 10 episodes or how many ever we've done this quarter that are 4 French words.
So. Who picks these words?
Robert.
Did he take French?
Rolling my eyes. So
yeah.
Otiosity. I don't think it really matters how you put the stress on the first O, but otiosity. It's a noun.
Okay. My OCD.
You didn't take French, right?
No.
Okay.
What is it? Say it again.
Otiosity or otiosity.
Is it actually a French word or does it just have French
origin? It's from French origin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I should have been more clear there.
Well.
Because I know you're a Scripps National Spelling Bee veteran, right?
I am, yeah.
That's
what?
Something you did, but
No. I, fun
this
fact,
be really impressed.
Have never typed the word Florida correctly the first time. Like, I'm the worst speller.
Exercise. I can't do exercise.
I can't do believe. Believe I cannot do in many words, really, actually. I'm not the worst speller in the word, but you could make a whole dictionary out of words that I can't do spell. The first time. Believe, I just recently got down definitely.
Oh, I hate people who can't spell that right.
Can you spell
it's
it right
not
now?
Defiantly.
It's defin. It's defin and then Italy with an E. That's how I remembered it. Defin Italy
that's
with
way
an E.
So
it's defineitely.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll take your word for it.
That's how I knew. Now I haven't gotten it wrong in forever. I'm not stupid.
Do you spell with an A?
No, I never defiantly did it and left it be there. It was just, I would always red squiggly line and then I would figure it out.
I can't do guarantee.
Guarantee. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, because is it G-U or G-A?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
One of the most frustrating things about spelling is that so many of the rules that we heard growing up about spelling
are irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the English language makes no sense. Sorry, it doesn't. So
coming from peer writing tutors, yeah,
it's literally my job to help people with it, and I still struggle. So that's how much language. That's how much the English language makes sense. Second of all, I before E except after whatever
C
is just not a rule at all. It's I before E except after C except after all these other words where that's not the case whatsoever.
Yeah, true.
So I mean,
you've been lied to.
Well, you know what? I have. And thinking back to the amount of spelling quizzes I took, like first hour, kindergarten,
that
first grade.
That was such a huge part of elementary school.
Yeah.
Was being able to spell things correctly.
Yeah.
I used to practice at the bus stop with my mom. She'd take out the list of words and say, spell these. And I'd be like,
oh my God. And do you remember cursive? We learned cursive in third grade.
For no reason at all.
They were like, you're just not going to be able to take notes in high school if you don't know cursive.
You won't be able to turn in your
papers.
Your teacher won't read your paper.
Couple of things.
It's only third grade.
First of all, I didn't take notes in high school. Yeah. Second of all, and if you did, I don't. Well,
I took notes in high school.
Maybe like for a couple AP classes I did because it was like mandatory.
But they for sure were not in cursive.
Yeah, not one bit in cursive because by high school I had no idea. I knew that M's and N's were like switched. So N's had two mounds and M's had three in cursive.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would draw a cursive M because it's in my last name, I'd go, this looks hideous. I bet she's hideous. This Jake from State Farm commercial.
Well, she's
or
a guy.
She sounds hideous.
She's a guy, so.
Oh. What are we talking about?
Word of the day.
Oh, yeah. Otiosity. If you have a guess, text
what
us.
What are we talking about?
If you have a guess, text us in 773-325-7341.
Or tweet at us, hashtag Scrawl Radio.
Yes, we're also accepting telegrams.
You're good at thinking of those
and
so quickly.
If we're accepting telegrams and if you leave a letter with the Pony Express, he should be getting here right before the end of the episode. So, fun fact. Okay, so you want to talk about, this has nothing to do with anything, so I don't know why I said you want to talk about, but Western Union used to be, I was just figuring that because my internship I write about, we were just talking about this, Katie. My internship I write about like news and whatnot for like the financial world and like stocks and stuff.
Okay.
And so we were looking at so far this year, what are the best performing technology companies? Like everyone wants to talk about your Apples and your Microsofts and your Amazons, but in Google and whatnot. But we were looking at best performing stocks so far in technology. Western Union, one of the best so far this year, which tell you a story real quick. Speaking of telegrams and the Pony Express, that was what Western Union used to do. That was how the company started, like delivering telegrams and like messages to people like via horseback.
You want
to
hear the dark side of that? The people who they hired to be the Pony Express riders were often like orphans or people who didn't have families, because then if they got killed, because obviously that got killed because they were riding a pony through the desert, then no one would miss them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they probably got bitten by a lot of venomous snakes, which is another thing we were just talking about.
Ryan people McQueen is terrified who keep, of venomous snakes.
Okay, first of all, if you're not terrified of venomous snakes, you're crazy. Snakes. They're literally also venomous. The whole point is to be scared of them. That's what they bring to the table. Second of all, if you keep them as pets, you're crazy and you deserve to get bitten by them. I'm sorry. If you are one of those weird people who likes to keep snakes as pets, fine. As long as they're not venomous. As long as they're not venomous.
Okay,
and also, when I come over to visit your house, because we're friends and it's fifth grade and you have a pet snake and I tell you I don't like snakes, do not bring it out and chase me around the house and try to make me touch
so
it.
So this is where it all comes
looking
from.
Looking at you, Seth.
This is where the hatred of snakes has come from.
But wait a second. I'm still amazed at like how much you guys know about the Pony Express. I did not know any of these facts.
That actually makes a lot of sense that they would not.
I feel like I should be adding another tidbit and I don't have anything.
And you know how it works where they would ride their horses as fast as they could until like the point where the horse was about to be donezos. Then that would be like the checkpoint. And then the next person would take it. Yeah.
What?
So they're their full gallop the whole way.
I know nothing about the Pony Express.
And it still takes like 3 weeks.
On more of a first world problem note, how mad would you be if you were mailing something really important to someone and it didn't get to them because your Pony Express rider just kicked it?
Well, that's the thing is like,
I get mad when my Amazon purchases don't get there.
From my 21st, yeah. But that's Amazon. That's what I'm saying.
Over.
That's my point, though, is from my 21st century perspective, of course, I'm going to be very upset. But like back then, you mail something, it's like, hopefully.
Yeah, you're right.
Before, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something that is relevant to something.
Anything that we do at our job.
Yeah. Hard transition. I'm kind of the king of it, Katie.
I love that you like announce that it's going to be a hard transition.
I like that you're introducing yourself to me as though I don't already know you very well.
Well, you know, the listeners don't know the dynamics of our work relationship. So
Katie and I just talk about dogs at work.
And how you look like that person she knows from high school.
Yeah. Shout out to Jamie Engelken.
In case she's listening.
Okay. So.
Hard transition.
Finals week. Finals are important. I will say that much.
Okay.
In a serious note, finals are important. And I'm sure you guys have plenty of papers and writing assignments.
Yes.
And on that note, the finals week schedule is going live soon. Katie, can you tell us about
it? For the writing zone.
Tell us about the finals week schedule.
What do you want to know about the finals week
schedule? When's it going to be alive?
Well, barring apocalyptic disaster. Okay. It will be live by 5 p.m. today.
5 p.m. today.
Yes.
5 p.m. today?
I'm not saying directly at 5 p.m. It might be before 5 p.m.
But by 5, it'll be live.
By 5 p.m.
Keep your tabs open.
I am going to leave work at 5 p.m.
And it will have to have
and
been done.
I will have had to have do it, done it.
And then. Can you just quickly explain to for the people who might be like, what, I really want to make appointments right now, what, like how finals week is different and why we do it like that?
Yes, that's a good question. So finals week for the whole quarter, everyone works the same schedule every week, all of our tutors.
That's, but then for finals that's week, me. That's
like, and me. We know this. Yeah.
So same schedule all quarter, but then for finals week, because everyone has a different life situation going on because of finals.
Sure.
Our writing center is staffed by people who have hours to make up that they have missed from their shifts over the course of the quarter.
From their normal ones.
From their normal shifts. So they sign up for a new schedule and we're completely staffed by people who need to make up those hours for the
who
end of the quarter.
Who ditched work.
Who ditched early. Work. The skippers. The ones who play hooky. Looking at you, Ryan McQueenie.
Hey, the hours that I missed, I was at a leadership building.
I believe you sent me an email saying...
Yeah, I did that other time.
That you had a situation come up with a friend who needed a ride.
No, I had to pick up my best friend who was coming in town.
Okay. Yeah, but he didn't... That was the night before a Skrull episode where he didn't tell me he wasn't coming.
For the planning. I still came to the Skrull episode. I was here. I've only missed one episode of Skrull. I've only missed one episode of Skrull. And
anyway.
It was because I was developing my leadership.
Okay.
Anywho.
You're very welcome for that.
Do you have a lot of hours to make up?
7.
Oh my God.
It's less than you had last quarter.
Yeah, it's one day.
You had like an easy 20 last quarter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was not 20, but something like that.
We'll go back.
Because I was all we'll over the place last quarter. Last quarter was cray.
Yeah. Anyway.
So what are our hours the same?
Our hours are not the same. So we're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. not 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we'll be open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of finals week only, not Thursday or Friday.
In the loop and LPC.
In the loop and in Lincoln Park, yes.
Cool.
And so, just to clarify, so it starts Monday. So up until Sunday.
Our hours are normal.
Through Sunday, everything's normal.
Yes.
Okay.
You can catch me at reception on Sunday in Lincoln Park.
Hey.
Drop in, say hi, be like, you're the voice.
And I'll say, hey.
That voice I hear.
Who are you?
Cool beans.
Yeah.
Wait, Katie, tell us a little bit more about you. We didn't really even introduce her. She's just a head writing tutor.
Yeah. What does that mean? Also,
who are you?
How do you know all this stuff about finals week?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. I I'm just a random person off the street, so it's weird that you asked me in here.
We're paying you.
Yeah. No, I am a head writing center tutor. I am one of two head writing center
tutors. We had Jake on the show before. He was on our Oscars
episode. Jake's a friend of the show. Jake's a friend of the show.
Yeah, so me and Jake Deneen are the head writing center tutors, and one of our like main jobs is to do all of the scheduling for all of our tutors. So
amazing.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah.
True warriors.
Yes. So we collect everybody's availability and then we decide on a schedule for the writing center that has both centers adequately staffed during our opening hours.
Can I ask, what is adequately staffed? Like how many tutors?
That is a question that we struggle with every quarter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, is it the same number all the time or no?
So over the summer, we actually spent a decent amount of time trying to determine mathematically what the optimal number of tutors is for every hour of the day at each campus.
Like with statistics and stuff?
By running reports with our online scheduler, WC Online.
Plug, quick plug.
Yes.
I don't know if you know about this. We're all about the plugs.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You got anything, radio. Let us know.
DePaul.edu/writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we looked at like stats for when appointments were most popular, like when we were having the most appointments. And that was all well and good and very interesting. And then when it came time to make the schedule for autumn quarter last year, turns out that people just give you availability when they're available. And
they
you
don't care
just have
about
to go
the
with
stats.
It.
Yeah, they don't care about
the stats. Yeah, the general population of peer writing tutors do not care about when they should
not
be
to
working.
Say about that they don't care, but they don't know per
yes.
se. So.
And also it's, you know, you're scheduling around people's yeah. classes and other jobs that yeah. they have. So you're really kind of at the mercy of that.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. So what did you find was like the most popular time?
So the most popular times are directly after classes get out.
Yes.
So, which is actually kind of interesting when you look at DePaul's like schedule for classes, because in Lincoln Park, the classes get out at really random times.
Yeah.
So like, for example, there's an 11:20 to 12:50 class.
So
1 o'clock appointments are super popular in Lincoln Park. Because people are like, oh, like 10 minutes, I don't have to sit around and wait.
Yeah.
I'll just go and do that. Conversely, like an 11:30 appointment, not at all. Because class starts at 11:20.
Wow.
So no one wants an 11:30 appointment.
I noticed this working on reception, and it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
So it's different in the Loop because the Loop has the
different hours.
And I would also like to say, as a DePaul student, I am ashamed at how long it took me to figure that out and to figure out that classes only really start at certain times at this school, and everyone is going to class at the same time. Like they're
always,
it's not, oh, I got this crazy 9:40 thing going on. No, that's everybody.
Super common.
Yeah. So, I noticed that you get a wave. And it makes sense. I don't want to sit and wait.
Yeah.
Although the orange couch in the writing center in the
section 12
very comfortable.
In terms of places to hang out and wait,
that's
Lincoln Park Writing
place.
Center is not bad.
Yeah.
Shout out to, was it Matthew who came up with the color scheme?
Probably.
I would guess so.
Matthew's never not wearing orange.
True. We have a very distinct color scheme for those who haven't yet to visit the Writing Center.
And now you have more reason
it's very,
too.
I would call it autumn-y. I would define it.
I would define it as a mid-century modern autumn.
Oh.
A lot of orange, a lot of brown.
Brief thing before we take our first break, because I think we've covered all of the finals week, everything. Speaking of mid-century modern, do you like contemporary art?
Literally what? Sure.
You like contemporary art?
Now, there's a distinction between modern art and contemporary art.
I know. Right? I brought it to contemporary, because I know the difference. Modern art is still art. Contemporary art, we just decided all rules out the window. Everything.
Who's we?
The art world
that Ryan runs.
Yeah. Okay, so things I can get behind. I can get behind Andy Warhol, but he's more even...
The Campbell's Soup, love that.
Yeah, because that's like, pop art. I can get behind that all day, every day. And like stencils, love
like
graffiti.
A Jackson Pollock?
No. Jackson Pollock, do you know Jackson Pollock's whatever the one is the highest... like $250 million, the most expensive painting of all time.
It was just at the Milwaukee Art Museum this summer.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. Which one? What's it called? Is it the Gray Rainbow one?
Something like that.
That one's in Chicago.
Ooh.
Gray Rainbow? Yeah, no, it's not one that one. That one's at the Art Institute. I was just there last week. DePaul students get in free. Another quick plug. Also,
look at your art.
We get the Van Gogh bedroom thing for free too, which I was able to do. So.
My mom said it was good.
You're welcome, Art Institute, for the quick plug. But I just don't understand. Have you ever heard of Cy Twombly? Do you know who Cy Twombly is? They're literally,
they've got a bunch of their stuff at the Art Institute.
So there's a lot of Twombly at the Art Institute in the contemporary exhibit. And it's not even a matter of I don't get it, because I tried. I really was like, I don't get it, and so I want to go educate myself. Yeah, that's the expensive
the Jackson
one, the
Pollock.
$250.
That was at the Milwaukee Art Museum.
So, we're running out of time, so I'm just going to summarize this.
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
My point is this. It upset me.
Convergence. It's called Convergence. Listeners, Google it.
It upset me to my core that I didn't get it. And I thought, there's something here I'm missing. So I did some research and I did some homework. Basically, contemporary art critics, if you don't get it, you just are uneducated. That's basically the gist of it. If you don't get contemporary art and you think it looks bad, it's because it's all on you. And the onus is all on you to appreciate it. Because you're just not... your tastes are not refined enough to get contemporary art.
Is this just you saying that?
No, that's like the in the art critic world, that's what Cy Twombly's a genius.
What if you just like it or don't like it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it. I don't like it because it doesn't make sense and the pictures don't look good to me.
what if it makes sense to you and you still don't like it?
Jackson Pollock's stuff, I think, looks fantastic. It's very beautiful on the eyes. I think like splatter paint like that is really nice to look at. Why is it worth $250 million? I don't get. Cy Twombly is just like, here's a stick figure next to the letter B, and then there's also just like crayon scribbled across. Boom, Cy Twombly. I don't know. You mentioned modern art of some sort.
I think I said the word modern.
Okay. And Ryan said, let me talk about how much I hate contemporary art.
First break, we're taking it.
Wait, can I introduce the song?
Yes.
This is near and dear to my heart. There is literally no reason that we have chosen this song because it does not really connect with finals, but it does connect with all of our hearts and souls. Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers.
Here is Joe Bros. On the other side, we're going to be talking more finals, more
strategies
to ace your finals and study well. And also spring break.
Ryan's going to keep my mic on so you can all hear me sing along to this.
And we'll get back to word of the day. We'll catch you on the other side of Jonas Brothers Year 3000. One day when I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if we was one of those ratty boys. Stood there with my neighbor called Peter in a flux capacitor. He told me he built a time machine, wanted to film a scene. Yeah, he said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And you're great. To the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything. Boy bands, and another one, and another one. And girls there with round hair, like Star Wars, and float a butterfly. We drove around in a time machine, like what in a film I've seen. Yeah! He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived. And your great, great, great granddaughter is divine, divine. I took a ship to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our seventh album. It had out so Kelly Clarkson. I took a ship to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our seventh album.
watches change, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine, doing fine. He said, I get to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine, doing fine. They lived underwater.